在这里问候弟兄姐妹，大家姐妹平安。
Brother, peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我刚刚还在大家鼓掌的时候，我还没有缓过神来。
So you're all ready, I'm not ready.
因为我一直在等着诗班什么时候到台上先唱。
Yeah, I'm waiting for the choir's presentation.
所以我想，诗班没有先唱，是不是我可以先坐下来，在听诗班先唱，我再上来讲道
？Maybe it's not yet my turn.
非常感谢大家对我的欢迎和接纳。
I thank you for welcoming me here.
在我今天早上来到教会的时候呢，我看到有两件事情。
So when I came to the church today, I saw two things.
我看到第一件事情呢，我当你走进我们教会的时候，看见 Ron 牧师在弹琴。
So the first thing is that Pastor Ron was playing piano.
我不知道大家觉得做一名牧师容易还是不容易。
I don't know if you think that being a pastor is easy or not easy.
但是我觉得做一个好牧师肯定不容易。
But I think it's quite hard to be a good pastor.
因为做好牧师的条件之一是要会弹钢琴。
One of the criteria is to be a pianist.
所以我不会弹钢琴，这是我一直要做好牧师，这是我一个奋斗的目标。
So I don't know how to play, but that's my goal.
那我来到教会看到第二件事情是看到在墙壁上有一些小孩子的照片。
The second thing is that I saw a lot of pictures on the wall.
在以前我没有看那些照片，应该是我们教会为我们今天的崇拜特别预备的。
I never saw those before, so it must have been specially prepared for today's joy worship.
我看到了有几个小孩子是我认识的，有 Lucy， 还有俊东和王峰夫妇家的孩子，还有范医生家的孩子。
So I recognize a few of them, including Lucy.Including Brother Jindong's children and Brother Dr. Huang's children.
可能还有几个我们教会的小孩子，他们都是在我们教会里一起成长起来的。
I'm sure they all grew up in our church.
因为这他们的成长，他们今天的服侍，就是我们两个教会的果子和见证。
So their growing and their service in the Lord is truly a witness that our both churches gave.
在此首先我要感谢美国教会给我机会，让我在这边跟大家一起学基督的话语。
First of all, I want to thank the Westview Christian Church for this opportunity so that I can study God's word here.
也特别的感恩今天我们有一起服侍上帝的机会。
And especially for this opportunity so that we can jointly serve the Lord.
和这么多美国的弟兄姐妹一起来学习主的话语，这还是第一次。
It is my first time to worship and study the Word of God together with so many American brothers and sisters.
在我以前服侍的经历当中，有我讲国语，然后边上的同工翻译成粤语这样的机会。
In my previous services, I have given sermons translated to other language, but not English.
但今天是把国语翻译成英语，这是第一次，学用弟兄也是第一次。
So today it's my first time that my sermon is translated into English.
所以我们两个人都会有一点点的紧张。
So both me and the translator are nervous in heart.
所以昨天晚上我一直也没睡好觉，因为我做了一个噩梦。
So last night I didn't have good sleep. I had a bad dream.
我梦见我们两个，我在梦中我们两个没有配合好，然后我们讲了五分钟就下讲台了。
Two of us didn't work together well, so we had to leave in 5 minutes.
所以我想，是对我们在座的弟兄姐妹来说，可能是一个福音。
So, it might be good news for those of you sitting here today.
为什么？因为我看了程序之后，是我讲完道之后，大家就可以用餐了。
Because when I see the program after my message, it's lunch time.
今天也是我第一次站在这个讲台上。
It's my first time standing on this podium.
但我想，这或许可能是最后一次站在这里。
It may be also my last time.
因为我们的圣殿路撒华人基督教会，我们马上要搬迁了。
Because the Chinese church is about to move to a new place.
当我坐在第一排的时候，我看见有两个老姐妹年长的姐妹抱在一起，让我觉得很受感动。
When I was sitting over there, I saw two elderly sisters, they hugging each other, which moved me deeply.
他们的年纪应该都是80或者90岁以上的年纪。
I would guess they would be over 80 or even 90 years old.
看到他们抱在一起很不舍得，就象征着我们两个教会在一起，很不舍得去离开。
When they are hugging together, it reminded me how our two churches loved each other so far.
虽然我来到我们华人教会也有一个月多一点的时间，但是我觉得我们两个教会在一起的服事特别的美好。
I have been here for only about 1 month, but I realized how beautiful our two churches have worked together.
虽然我们要离开，但是我们在主里面，我们还是有彼此祷告的机会。
Even though we are moving to a new place, but we will have a chance to remember each other in the Lord.
今天呢，我们要一起学习的一个题目叫乃曼的蒙恩和报恩。
Today we're going to work on Naaman's healing and thanksgiving.
如果我们大家手里面有圣经的，我弟兄姐妹盼望大家能够打开我们的圣经。
If you have your Bible, let's open it.
在旧约圣经列王记下第五章里面记载了一个故事。
Second Kings chapter 5 has this story.
那你说有一个亚兰王的元帅，他叫做乃曼。
There is a commander whose name is Naaman. He is a commander of the Aramean army.
他是一个大能勇士。
A valiant soldier.
他非常有地位，有权势，有财富，有能力。
He is highly regarded, wealthy, has authority, and all powerful.
然后神也借着他打了胜仗。
Through him, God gave the Aramean army's victory.
这样优秀的人，用我们现在的话说，叫做高富帅。
Such an outstanding man in our today's world are truly tall, rich, and handsome.
但是在第五章第一节里面却提到了几个字，说只是长了大麻风。
However, at the end of verse 1, we read, but he had leprosy.
所以读到这里呢，我们会想起这个大麻风更容易让人去记住。
So obviously, it's a lot more easier for us to remember him as a leper.
大麻风把他以前的荣耀都遮盖。
Which covers all his previous glories.
因为大麻风是一种很严重的传染性的皮肤病。
For it is a serious contagious disease.
它会慢慢扩散到人的全身，然后人就慢慢的死去。
When it extends to the whole body, the leper will slowly die.
不仅有身体上的折磨，还有心灵上的折磨。
So in addition to physical torment, he will endure mental pain.
因为在旧约利未记当中记载的，人如果长了大麻风，他要高喊我不洁净了，我不洁净了。
For according to Leviticus, anybody with leprosy has to shout out, unclean, unclean.
所以新约圣经路加福音第17章里面记载着，10个长大麻风的要去见主耶稣基督。
Luke 17 recorded 10 lepers to see Jesus.
他们看见主耶稣基督的时候，他们不敢直接走进耶稣基督。
When they saw Jesus, they dared not to get close to Jesus.
圣经上说，他们就远远地站着，高声喊说：“夫子，可怜我们吧。
”They stood at a distance.And call out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
乃曼虽然很有荣耀，但是他却得了这个大麻风的疾病。
Although Naaman was a glorious man, however, he had leprosy.
我相信他会用各样的办法去寻求医治，但是结果都没有得到医治。
I believe that he must have tried all different approaches to find a cure, but.It remains the same.
这像不像在我们的人生当中，我们也会时常会遇到一些困难呢
？Does it look like in our own lives when we face certain difficulties?
这些困难可能是靠着我们自己没有办法去解决的。
And these difficulties will not be overcome by our by our own efforts.
但是有一个人的出现却改变了乃曼的人生。
But one person changed Naaman's life.
她就是从以色列国被掳来的一个小使女。
So she is the servant girl from Israel.
这个小使女去告诉乃曼的妻子说，让我的主人可以去找撒玛利亚的先知，他可以治好他的大麻风。
And she said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, and he will cure him of his leprosy."
这个小使女不正像神给乃曼安排了一个天使吗
？Is she not an angel sent by God to Naaman?
所以乃曼就带了那些金银和衣服去见以利先知以利沙。
So Naaman went to see the prophet Elisha with gold and silver.
但后来我们都知道，乃曼的大麻风得到了医治。
We all know Naaman's leprosy was cleansed.
在我预备这篇讲章的时候，我想到了我们的华人教会是在20多年前一位李牧师带领之下建立起来的。
When I was preparing for this message, I thought about.How the Chinese church got started more than 20 years ago by the leadership of Pastor Li.
So, 我们教会刚才一位年长的姐妹告诉我说，我们两个教会在一起有24年的时间。
So, an elderly sister told me that we together are already 24 years now.
或许可能比这个时间还要更长一点。
Maybe.Longer than that.
我们教会原来是一个查经小组，现在发展成现在的教会。
Started as a Bible study group, and gradually it developed and grew into where we are today.
有句话叫做万事开头难。
There is a saying, all beginnings are hard.
我相信我们教会在慢慢成长的过程当中，当时也遇到了一些困难。
I do believe that when beginnings our church.Had went through many hardships.
所以我在想，是不是我们凭我的猜想，是不是我们也需要去找一个地方，让我们发展我们的教会呢？从查经到正式的教会呢
？So it is in my thought that maybe our church need to do the same thing again, find a new place, study from Bible study group, and then grow from there.
那么我们用什么办法去能找到一个合适于我们的教会呢？
So how could we find a place suitable for us?
我跟弟兄姐妹交谈的过程当中，我了解到，在我们两个教会走到一起的过程当中，神也给我们安排的小使女。
So through conversation with brothers and sisters, I am aware that it was just like this young servant girl which helped our church.
我记得应该是有一位牧师，既认识 Rod 牧师，又认识我们的李牧师。然后把两个牧师带到一起，两个教会就走到一起。
So as I recall, another pastor who knew both Pastor Rock and Pastor Lee, so that two churches came together.
感谢神，这都是他的恩典，我们感恩不尽。
Praise the Lord, it's all His grace.
所以我们两个教会走在一起，我们在一起有美好的服事。
So we are now together, and we are beautifully serving the Lord together.
就像乃曼，当他听从先知以利沙的话，到约旦河里面去受沐浴的7回，他的病就得到了医治。
Just like Naaman, when he obeyed the prophets and dipped himself 7 times into the Jordan, he became cleansed.
而且圣经上说他的肉就复原了，就像小孩子的肉一样。
And the Bible says his flesh restored, just like that of a young boy.
我们当中有多少位弟兄姐妹是羡慕小孩子的皮肤呢
？Are there anybody here who is longing to have the flesh or skin of a young child？
如果你很羡慕小孩子的皮肤，可以举手让我看一下吗
？Raise your hand if you do want your skin and flesh like a young child. Raise your hand.
好，谢谢，请放下。
Thank you.
我发现，举手的姐妹要多于弟兄。
I noticed more sisters.Raise their hands and brothers.
我在想为什么会这样呢
？Why was that the case?
因为姐妹如果有小孩子的皮肤，她就不用花更多的时间和精力、金钱去装扮自己。
I believe that if all sisters have the skin of a young child, they will not no longer need to spend the effort and money to beauty products to dress themselves.
所以乃曼他是一个在困境当中蒙恩的一个人。
So Naaman is a man.
那乃曼他得了洁净之后，他又有什么行动呢
？Who is cleansed?During his desperation. So what did he do after that healing?
在他的病得到了医治之后，他选择了报答神的恩典。
And when he is cured, he chose to go back and thank God.
在列王记下第五章里面记载着说，乃曼得了医治，他没有直接就回到他的本国去。
Second Kings chapter 5 told us Naaman did not return to his own country right after.
他带着大队的人马往相反的方向去找先知以利沙，要表达他的感谢。
Instead, he took his whole company and went back to see Elisha to express his thanksgiving.
这让我想起了在路加福音第十七章里面记载的那个故事
，which reminded me of the story in Luke 17.
耶稣治好了那十个长大麻风病的人。
And ten lepers were healed.Jesus.
这十个人的疾病都得到医治了，但是回来感恩的却只有一个人。
All ten were healed, but only one came back to thank God.
然后耶稣就很疑惑，说：“耶稣说，那九个人到哪里去了呢
？”Then Jesus asked, "Where are the other nine?"
除了这外族人，再没有人回来归荣耀给神了吗
？Except these foreigners, no, not anybody else came back to thank God.
所以我们当记得，当对方给你恩典的时候，你要对他心存感恩。
So let's keep this in mind. If someone shows favor, be thankful.
当我们蒙了神的恩典之后，我们也当向神献上感恩的心。
When we experience God's blessing and grace, be grateful in your heart.
在诗篇里面有一句话说：“我的心呐、啊，你要称颂耶和华。”不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
This is what was said in the song. Praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
在我读神学院读书的期间，我有一次得到了一个我不太熟悉的一个同学的帮助。
When I was a seminary student, a classmate I was not.Quite familiar with helped me in my hardship.
当我跟老师去谈论这件事情的时候，我们的老师告诉我一句话。
When I shared this with my instructor, this is what he told me.
当别人对你慷慨的时候，你对别人也要慷慨。
When another person is generous to you, learn to be generous to others.
我是2016年6月份来到美国。
I came to the U.S. in June of 2016.
我们一家从中国来到美国，我是第一次出国，也是第一次来美国。
It's my first overseas trip and my first time to America.
当时为了生活的方便，我们从宿舍要走到美国银行，我们要办一张借记卡。
So we had to apply for a debit card.So we went to a nearby Bank of America branch.
当时我没有车，0.8个迈的路程，我们走了半个多小时的这个时间。
So having no car at that time, it took us about half an hour to walk there.
当我们坐在银行那个沙发上的时候，对面坐着一对美国人夫妇。
While waiting for our turn on the couch, another couple.An American couple sitting across from us and smiling at us.
当时他看着我们，然后就对我们很友好的示意的微笑。
They looked at us and smiled friendly toward us.
但出于礼貌呢，我也对他，也回应了，用微笑来回应他。
So as a courtesy, I smiled back.
但当时我很困惑，我说我又不认识你，你为什么要对我笑
？So I felt a bit strange. I don't know you. Why smile at me?
然后我当时笑得也很僵硬。
So my smile was a little unnatural.
后来当我办理业务的时候，我因为一些原因，我需要到另外一家大的美国银行去办理业务。
So when it's my turn, I was told I had to go to another branch for some reason.
结果当时那个银行的职员看看我们，知道我们要走路到那个银行，他就摇摇头，他说就不太可能。
When the teller saw us, especially our daughter, she shook her head.
2.5个迈的路程，开车是很快，但是走路你还带着孩子就很慢。
Because even 2.5 miles could be easy with a car, or maybe hard with a child.
就在我一筹莫展的时候，我看见那个美国夫妇跟银行的职员在讲什么。
When I was waiting, nothing else I can do. I noticed this couple was speaking to the teller.
虽然我听不太懂，但是我看他们手势跟表情，我知道他们在讲关于我们的事情。
Although I couldn't understand, based on what they are talking and they are talking at us, I guess they must be talking about me.
然后当时银行的职员就告诉我们说，他说。这对美国夫妇，他可以开车带你们到那家银行去。
And the teller told us that this American couple will take us to the other branch.
我当时听了，我表面上我说很感谢，但我心里面非常的疑惑和害怕。
So even though I said thank you so much, but however in my heart I was in doubt and a little afraid.
因为我在国内的时候，常常会看到一些骗子骗人的一些新闻报道。
So coming from China.I always read news about imposters every day.
所以我在想，他对我们这么好，他会不会有什么不良的企图？十有八九可能是个骗子。
And this couple, they are so nice to us. Could he have any evil plans in his heart? Could he be another imposter?
但当时没有办法，我想，那只有静观其变。
So, having no other options, I just.Keep an eye on what's going to happen.
所以他告诉我，他说你可以在银行门口等我，我走路3-5分钟到家里，开车过来接你们到另外一个银行去。
So he told me just to wait in front of the branch, so and then he returned home and got his car.
当那个车开来的时候，他向我们招手示意说，我在这里，你们可以过来。
But then he returned momentarily with his car and waved to us and showed us.
结果他的另一个举动让我觉得非常震惊。
Another action which surprised me.
他竟然从驾驶座位跑下来，然后为我们开这个后面的车门，让我们可以坐到车里面去。
And then he came out of his car and rushed to us and opened the back door and showed the back seat to us.
一般来说，这是在国内 VIP 的待遇。
So this is how.Very important persons are treated in China.
或者是高级领导才能享受这个待遇。
Or someone who is a high-ranking person are being treated like this in China.
我想他今天给我这个待遇，我觉得他的企图可能让我觉得好像更有一些不良的企图。
So being treated like this here, it came to my mind that this.Person must have some evil plans in heart.
所以坐上车，我们一家都非常害怕。我觉得是不是被拉上了贼车
？So sitting on the car, we both me and my wife were scared, thinking, have we been taken by a criminal's car?
但上了车之后呢，我告诉他，我说我是来自中国的留学生，我在这边读书，我也是一名基督徒，我向他传福音。
After sitting on the car.I told him that I came from China, I'm a student, and I'm a Christian, and I started to share the gospel with him.
他告诉我，他说我不是基督徒，但是我觉得基督徒都是很好的。
And he told me he is not a believer yet, but he believes that Christians are nice people.
所以当时我就对我的太太说，我说如果他不是骗子，我说我要留下他的联系方式，过后我要去报答他。
And then I said to my wife, if this person is not impossible.We need to get this contact information so that we can thank him later.
结果下车之后呢，我要给他钱，结果他也不要，一分钱都不要。他还给了我一张纸条。
After arriving at the new branch, after we got off, He did not receive any money from me. Instead, he gave me a note.
那纸条上面有他的名字和他的电话。
With his name and phone number.
他告诉我，他说我叫 Bill。
He said, I'm Bill.
如果你以后有什么事情，你可以打这个电话联系我，我可以帮助你。
If you need any other help in the future, call his number. I can help you.
从那之后，美国人的形象在我心目中就大大提升。
From that moment, the image of a typical American person is changed my impression about them.
美国人给我的形象就是非常友好、非常和善、无私的去帮助别人。
They're very kindly, they're very friendly, they are helpful.
当然，比我后来又帮助了我们很多的事情，让我慢慢去适应美国的生活。
And then after that, Bill helped us a lot of ways to so that we can get used to life in America.
但后来有机会的时候呢，我也会去经常去探望他，我们也会互相的走动。
Later on, I often went to see him, and he also came to see me.
在我和他交谈的过程当中，他给我的感觉是，他并不需要我怎样去回报他。
So, the impression after talking to him was that he did not need any return of favor from us.
而是要把他的这一份爱传递下去，带着感恩的心去帮助我们身边的人。
Instead, he hoped that we can just carry on this love to help others in need.
那么我们回到乃曼被医治的这个故事。
Back to the story about Naaman.
以利沙也，先知以利沙也并没有要乃曼的礼物。
The prophet Elisha did not receive any gift from Naaman.
但是乃曼有一个要求，乃曼说：“我要带一些土回到我的国家去。”
Naaman had request to bring some herbs from Israel back to his country.
因为从此他要敬拜耶和华，他要认识耶和华是独一的真神。
Because from that moment on, he will worship no other god but the Lord.
他说：“我以后再不献祭给其他的神了，只献祭给耶和华。”
He will never again offer burnt offerings or sacrifices to any other god but the Lord.
中国有句古话叫做“滴水之恩，当涌泉相报”。
There is an old Chinese saying about returning a drip of favor with a torrent.
乃曼不仅他的病得到了医治，他又认识了独一的耶和华。
So for Naaman, his leprosy is healed. He also got to know the true God.
但是以利沙，先知以利沙却有一个很贪婪的仆人，叫做基哈西。
But Elisha has a servant, Gehazi, who is a little greedy.
我们先不谈论基哈西他是一个多么贪婪的人。
Let's put aside the greed of Gehazi.
当我们看到基哈西向乃曼要礼物的时候，乃曼给了他双倍的礼物。
When Gehazi asked for a gift, Naaman.Gave him twice as much.
所以我觉得乃曼是一个知恩又报恩的一个人。
So I believe Naaman is a person when shown mercy, he is grateful.
所以也会想到 Westville 社区对我们这二十多年来给了我们很多的帮助。
In the same way, the Westville Christian Church has given us so many helps and assistances in the past 20 plus years.
也让我们华人教会，我们心里面都心存感激。
Every one of us in the Chinese Church, we are grateful to you.
在我来我们教会有一个多月的时间里，我常常会听到我们的同工或弟兄姐妹讲这样的一句话。
In the last a month or so after I joined the Chinese Church, this is what I heard frequently from my coworkers.
没有 Westville 社区对我们的帮助，就没有我们圣地路撒华人基督教会的今天。
Without the help and love from the Westville Christian Church, we would not have been what we are today.
我还记得 Ron 牧师刚刚在主持圣餐的时候，他讲了一句话。
I remember Pastor said when he was ministering for the communion.
大家还记得他讲的第一句话是什么吗？
What did he say?When he started communion,
他说我会想念你们的。
He said, "We will remember you. We will miss you."
我想这是就是一种不离不弃的爱。
So this is a love we will never forget each other.
所以我们美国教会对我们华人教会的帮助，不是用金钱来衡量和计算的。
So all this help, all this love, will not be measured by money.
因为有你们的帮助，让我们的教会可以有用母语敬拜的地方。
Because of your help, our church has a place to worship in our own mother tongue.
也因着你们的帮助，让我们华人的朋友和信徒在这里有认识耶稣基督并学习主话的机会。
Because of your help, people from the Chinese community will have the chance to get to know Lord and to study His word here.
如今我们却要分离，但是我们的心却永远在一起。
Even though we are moving to a new place, our hearts will forever be joined together.
那如何要报答美国教会给我们的恩典呢？
So how do we become thankful to all the favor you have shown us?
除了我们为美国教会祷告祝福以外，还有我们要把基督的这份爱传递下去。
So in addition to praying for you, we will continue to carry on this love from Christ.
帮助那些我们身边需要帮助的人。
To help those in our community who are in need.
我们在新的地方广传福音，引人去认识耶稣，成为上帝的儿女。
And to preach the gospel in a new place to let more people to become children of God.
我想这也是回报恩典的一个方式。
So this is one way to express our thanksgiving to you.
最后我要有一个总结。
In conclusion,
因为我想此时如果讲太多的话，可能不太受欢迎。
If speak too much, may not be a good thing right now.
因为聚会之后还有中餐等着我们。
Because we have delicious Chinese food afterwards.
让我们看到了乃曼是一个蒙恩，他也是一个有福的人。
We've seen that Naaman is a man experienced blessing.
不仅他的疾病得到了医治，而且他从假神到真神，他有正确的认识。
Not only his leprosy was healed, and he got to realize who is the true God.
乃曼他的一个经历成为我们学习的一个榜样。
Naaman's experience is something we can learn from.
我盼望我们都有一个感恩的心，来回报神给我们恩典和人给我们的帮助。
That's all having a grateful mindset so that we can be grateful to God's grace and to those people who helped us.
愿神也祝福我们两个教会，也祝福我们两个教会的弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord richly bless both churches and each member of both churches.
虽然我们是来自不同的国家，但因着相信主耶稣基督的缘故，我们都是神的儿女。
Although we came from different countries of background, but because of our faith in Christ, we are citizens of the same kingdom.
愿神祝福我们，我们低头来祷告。
May God bless you. Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你在二十多年前让我们两个教会能走到一起。
Thank you for more than 20 years ago.
让我们
these two churches came together,
让我们弟兄姐妹在一起有美好的服侍和交通。
So that we together have a beautiful time, a beautiful period that we serve you together.
今天我们也同样请你继续的祝福我们两个教会前面的道路。
Today, we call upon you to continue to bless both churches in front of us.
特别祝福美国教会，Rod牧师及他的同工以及教会的弟兄姐妹。
Especially.Bless Pastor Rod, his co-workers, and everyone in the Westfield Christian Church.
祝福他们这么多年为我们所付出，为我们的摆上，求主你来纪念。
Because of all their help and favor shown us, may you remember them.
求主能够祝福，让他们有健康的身体，也有活泼的灵性。
May you bless them so that they are healthy, physically and spiritually.
在以后的道路上成为更多人的祝福。
So that they can become more of a blessing in their future services.
也求你祝福今天在这里的每一位你的儿女。
May you also bless everyone here today.
我们在这里得了你的恩典，我们都存有一颗感恩的心，对我们身边的人，对爱我们的神。
We have experienced your blessing, your grace, so that we will have a grateful mindset towards everyone around us.
愿你听我们这个祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayers in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.